everybody.
Hello.
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
Before I ask you how your week has been, Grayson, might I start this episode 405 of Boy Oh Boy with a little bit of gratitude?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think this is good. I want you to be excited about the gratitude.
I'm thrilled.
Okay.
Who's the gratitude for?
The gratitude is for the fact that I, at this moment in time, am able to hear you. Okay? Now let me expand. Last night, Grayson, I did as I often do at this point in my life. I come home, I'm very tired, I sit down on my bed or couch, and then I wake up hours later. Can you relate?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a problem, and one that I really don't like. This problem occurred yesterday. Again. It's occurred many times. Yesterday was one of the occasions. And I fell asleep with my headphones on. My noise-canceling headphones. And Grayson, I don't know if you own a pair. I don't think you do. But if you ever just apply a little bit too much pressure to any side of any headphone cup on your ear, you cup it a little too hard, it makes this piercing, screeching noise. You know what I'm talking about, or no?
The only noise-canceling device I had are my AirPods Pro, and yeah. I can't really do that with them.
Okay. Well, just picture it. It's like this sharp, scratching, hurting noise that makes me realize, oop, I'm laying a little too hard on my headphones right now. That hurts my ears. Well, I fell asleep at 7 p.m. I woke up a little after 10 p.m. to the loudest fucking screech I've ever heard, Grayson. It was so disorienting. It woke me up out of nowhere, and it was in my right ear. And I don't know what had happened. I don't know how it happened. But take the screech that normally occurs if you press a little too hard and multiply it by 10 or 20. It fucking shattered my ear, and I couldn't hear anything. There was not a single sound that could enter my ear and reach my brain for about the next 30 minutes. And I was pacing, freaking out, what the fuck? I just woke up and now I can't hear. And it's not it's a pressure thing. It's not because I have problems with pressure with my ears. I had surgery as a kid, and I'm able to do little fixes for that. You know, I know it's not an earwax thing. I have little fixes for that. Okay. It's just gone. And slowly over the course of an hour, I start regaining a little bit of my hearing, and it doesn't hurt. It hurt in the moment, but nothing hurts. There's no ringing. There's no pain. I just feel disoriented because I can't hear. You know, and scared because I can't hear. And after a couple hours, I'd say I have maybe 30% of my hearing back. And I'm okay, I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to try to just hope that when I wake up, it's all back. And it was not. When I woke up, it was maybe at about 50 or 60%. And I went to work this morning being damn, this feels really weird. This sucks. I can't hear anything out of my right ear. And my worries came to fruition. I met up with one of my coworkers as we were walking to the building. His name is Dalton. He's wonderful. He said something to me. I had no fucking clue what he said because he was coming from my right side. And that morning, there were so many times I had to ask people to repeat themselves. And it was horrifying. And now as I speak with you, Grayson, I'm happy to report nearly 24 hours later, I'm at about 85 to 90% hearing.
Whoa.
Dude, I can't express to you how upset I would be if I went deaf in my right ear, okay? I've not enjoyed 2025 very much. This would rank so far up on the list of horrible things, you know? I really like to be able to hear. Yeah.
But still no clue what happened?
No. I don't know how I could have possibly, pressed that hard for it to screech that loud. I don't even know if that's what it was. I have no fucking clue what happened, honestly. It's just my best guess, because I woke up to the loud screech and not being able to hear. Maybe it was something completely unrelated to my headphones. Maybe this was organic, just something in my head fucking ruptured. I don't know. You know?
Weird.
Yeah. It's been horrible. This has been a really weird day. And I'm grateful it's not been painful. But ever since my hearing has been coming back and it's like been pretty decent the past little while, there is a faint ringing now in my right ear that has not stopped. So hopefully it's just like inflamed or something and it was blocking. Who knows? But I can hear, and that's what I'm grateful for. Okay?
Cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was the item on my list titled Eardrum. Ow. So I can check that one off, okay?
Excellent work.
And now I can ask you the question everyone's been waiting for. How's your week been?
You know, mixed.
Okay, so this is a podcast. I would like a couple more words at the very least on the subject.
Yeah, I'll elaborate.
Okay, thank you.
I've been very, very busy. Outrageously busy.
Well, I'm outraged.
I never want to take a vacation again.
Okay.
Because, like, none of my responsibilities go away. I just have to do all the same stuff, but with less time. And that's okay, hard.
Yeah, it is.
And because of that, I'm just kind of cramming and really stressed. And that's not fun.
No.
But in good news, my new apartment lease is signed, so I'll be able to move in October. I will get to spend the weekend with my beautiful, lovely fiance.
Hey.
It's a 3-day weekend coming up.
Oh my God.
Although
that's true.
Similar to vacations, it just pushes back my work.
Yeah.
But it's the start of a month, so like I got the rest of the month to catch up.
Not to be a downer, but it also means the end of Leo season.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said anything.
I got Chili's yesterday. That was good.
Whoa.
So yeah, you know, it's kind of mixed bag.
No, it makes sense. I see the mixed bag. I see it. I see it. I really did not know it was a holiday weekend, but I can all but guarantee you I will not have it off. So that's exciting. I should get, I think, not overtime. I should get holiday pay. Is that time and a half, I think? I hope.
That's what it is at my work.
I heard maybe it's just a straight 50. They just give you like 50 extra dollars for working the day. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Who knows? But I'll take it, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take it gladly.
And if it's any comfort to you, even though it's a day off, I will also be working on Monday.
Oh, good. Okay. From home, I presume?
Because I got stuff to do. Yeah.
Okay. That's lovely. The holidays are always so tough because, and I only speak from having worked one holiday before. It was 4th of July. Wait, was it? Yeah, it was. It was 4th of July. And it's just such a sad vibe in the hospital because no one wants to be there, you know? Not the patients nor the staff. And so I can't even fathom what Christmas is going to be like, okay? Because maybe I'm projecting, but I feel like Christmas is like the holiday of the year, you know? And it's like very family-oriented and cheer and joy. But I'm so hesitant about what's coming in a couple months. A few months.
I'm also going to be working on Christmas.
I'm sorry. We could just, like, schedule boy oh boy Christmas. You know?
Maybe.
Get Will in that Santa suit finally.
So true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
JC, before we get too far into the episode,
please,
we do have a Jordan update.
There's no way. Don't tug my pud if you don't mean it.
We got one.
Okay, well, tug.
It seems we're back on track.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it feels that way. We had one last week too, right?
I believe so.
I'm excited. Okay, let's go.
This is from Jordan now. This is Jordan speaking.
Thank you for clarifying.
Hello, the podcast was fantabulous as always.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry you both were so tired. I hope this adjustment period went by okay.
What adjustment period?
I don't know either.
I think we're still adjusting, potentially.
I think we're going to be adjusting for a long time.
Shit.
JC, I hope that block of cheese was lovely.
I mean, the block of cheese, and what's so fucked up is I've eaten so many in the past week, I don't know which one you're talking about, Jordan, but I promise, every time, it's lovely going down, it's lovely as I'm eating it, it's lovely as I'm binging. What's not lovely is the coma it puts me in. A lot of me falling asleep on the couch in bed is post-block of cheese. And when I say block of cheese, I really mean the whole block, Grayson.
That's a lot of cheese.
Yeah, I know. It's about 1,400 calories worth for each block. Of the Tillamook sharp cheddar, at least.
You know, at least you're on your feet all day. So, like, you're working it off.
I mean, I guess so. I do think I'm getting fat. But, again, if you just eat so much fucking cheese, I can't even be mad about it. It's like, I'm doing it, you know? There's only so much walking. See, yeah.
I'm also getting fat.
Oh, shit.
And I have a story about this.
Okay, please.
And I'm sorry to interrupt your cheese talk. I know this is very important to you.
We will always return to the cheese talk, no fret.
I didn't want to forget this. I have this coworker who I'm no longer on a team with. She was on my team a long while back. She's this middle-aged Asian lady. She's a single mom of two. She's a wonderful lady. Speaks very broken English.
Hell yeah.
Which doesn't really fit the job that we do, and it makes it really hard for her, but like, that's all that's the point. She speaks broken English, and I saw her the other day for the first time in like months, because again, we're not on the same team anymore. We work different schedules. I don't run into her very often. Saw her for the first time in a long, long time, and I run into her, and one of the first things she says to me is, "Oh, you're getting a little," and then she indicates at my belly growing.
Wait, what?
And I'm like, "Miko, what do you mean?" And she was like, "Oh, also in the," and then she indicates at my cheeks getting fat.
Oh, no.
And I say, "Mika, are you saying I'm getting fat?" And she says, "Yes."
Oh, no. And the thing is, that's the person I would trust most to give you an objective perspective on the matter.
Yeah, so I'm getting fat.
That's so sad. We haven't seen each other in person in a few weeks now. It's not been since the Chicago trip, I don't think. So that's tough, Gray the Gray. And we've had this conversation many times. As much as I am internalizing so much fat phobia, as much as I have such a desire not to be fat, I really do struggle to notice when other people put on or lose weight. Like, I just have the person in my head, and I do not notice where their weight's at, you know? Unless someone else points it out to me. So,
like when Grandpa points out DJ gaining weight.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect example of the matter. And I guess in this instance, it's Mika who's filling in for Grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
And then I ran into Mika again today, which is crazy that I've run into her twice. And we were in the elevator, and I was like, "Mika, do you still think I'm getting fat?" And she said, "Yes."
Oh, wow. Wow. Is her English like really broken?
It's pretty broken.
Okay, so you're just getting the cold hard facts. You know, we're trimming all the fat. Sorry, that feels insensitive in this moment. From the convo. So, I mean, listen, you gotta. I mean, are you consuming more? Are you like what's the lifestyle change other than added stress?
It's probably just stress.
Do you thus stress eat?
Probably. I don't know. I've lived a sedentary lifestyle for the most part for a while. My job has not helped with that, even starting at the job, so it's probably accumulation of that.
Yeah.
But there were also times at my job before where I would do a lot of walking on certain days.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have that anymore. Aww.
I want to say, my job with the free food, I now eat lunch. I used to not eat lunch. I'd have a breakfast, a liquid breakfast, and then have just a big dinner, right? Largely responsible for a lot of the binging habits I developed just by having that be my routine for like a decade plus. But with this new job, again, I'm eating lunches because lunch is free every day. Where was I even going with that, Grayson?
I don't know, but I think you may be onto something, because now that I have a wonderful, beautiful fiance, I'm eating dinner more often.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Because I used to be like you, but I would basically only eat a real meal at lunch, because I don't eat breakfast. I eat lunch, Because I can buy it at work and it normally tastes delicious. And then I would go home and I'd maybe snack a little bit, but I wouldn't have like a full meal.
Valid.
But I eat like a full dinner now a lot more often.
Hell yeah.
So that could be part of it.
No, that adds up. I'm glad we're piecing together the puzzle. I do remember where I was going with my thought is that I'm eating these lunches at work, but the lunches at the cafeteria are like sometimes they're really good. Most of the time they're fine, and a good amount of times it's bad. But no matter what, it's always pretty heavy food. It's always pretty like carb-loaded, heavy food that makes you tired. And you know what? It's a psychiatric hospital. I think there may be some intention behind that. But they also feed it to the staff. So I always get back from my lunch break just kind of feeling bleh
A little
for
lethargic.
yeah, for about like 90 minutes after my lunch break. That kind of settles. But recently I had to get my second dose of a vaccine. It was like hepatitis or something like that. I don't know. I got a vaccine for something. And I had to fast for the entire day. Nope, not the vaccine. I had my blood drawn for labs. I don't think you have to fast for a vaccine. That's stupid. Never mind. I think it's the opposite. They want you to eat when you get vaxxed. I fasted so they could take my blood and examine everything. And that was my first day of all of working at the hospital that I didn't have lunch there. And there's something I really love about when you just push past like the 30 minutes of like extreme hunger, there's like a high that you ride. And that high lasts me like the whole, like, let's say I got hungry around like 10:30 a.m., 11 a.m., when I would usually eat at work. I get to like noon, and then I'm set from noon till the end of the workday, riding this high of like, I'm not hungry anymore. I feel so light. I can do this, you know? And I don't know what that is, but I'm considering I may need to just pursue that high, you know?
Maybe.
And it would help with the whole weight thing as well.
Maybe. See, I
Maybe.
can't do that. I don't, because I don't eat dinner every night.
So you're kind of gambling each time you skip the lunch.
So,
No, that makes sense. And in reality,
I don't
the answer is probably like if the food's so heavy, eat less of it, right? But I think you know this about me. If there's food in front of me and it's designated for me, and sometimes even if it's not, even if it's an appetizer for the table, I can't be stopped until it's gone, you know?
It will be eaten.
Yes, hunger cues be damned. If I like that food and there is quantity, I'm consuming it. And if you give me small enough a quantity, I'm not really thinking that much about it. I'm not craving more, you know? Like having properly portioned meals just like set up for me is probably the ideal scenario. And they do it. The free lunches are portioned, but it's still just too much, you know?
I will say that's one of the benefits of buying food at the cafeteria at work is that it's all pre-proportioned. Because, like, they also have a salad bar where, and when I say salad bar, it's like more than a salad bar. You can add a bunch of good stuff there. And then you just pay by weight. And it's not a terrible deal, except for the fact that every time I go to do the salad bar, I grab way too much food.
This makes sense. And then you paid
And
for it, you're
then,
gonna eat it.
so then I eat too much and then I feel gross.
But it's a salad, so you're probably losing weight in that process.
Nope.
Okay, theories. We're throwing out theories.
No, definitely not losing weight in the process.
Not according to Mika, you're not.
Definitely not. I think the real answer is I just need to start exercising.
Yeah, but so listen, that's true. That is so true. However, with what time?
Great point.
Thank you. This is a question I'm trying to figure out in my own life too, because I do enjoy, like, I found my exercises I enjoy. I went like all of high school, most of college, not really exercising because I just felt awkward about it. I didn't want to go to a gym. I didn't know what to do. I still don't go to the gym. I still feel awkward about like working out in like a public setting, but I found the stuff I enjoy, you know? I love my pull-up bar. I love my little like calisthenic thingy I can do on my yoga mat. I love yoga. I love jump rope and jumping rope. These are things I enjoy. And I know it's not a thing of like, oh, I don't want to exercise, because I do want to. It's just literally with what? With what time? With what energy? Find it for me.
For me, it's also a motivation thing, because like, I get no joy out of any exercise.
Have you ever jumped a rope?
I just don't get it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just asking.
I've jumped the rope. I got a pull-up bar. You know, I've tried running. Hate that.
Hate running too. Fuck running. If you like running, you're something's wrong with you.
Literally. But so it's a motivation thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it all.
Uh huh. What about like power lifting, that kind of thing, like strongman gym?
I've done lifting. Mm-hmm. I can do it, but I don't get any joy or satisfaction out of it.
I see.
And that's the issue. So it's not motivating for me to go do it. I think that will get better when my fiance is my wife and she moves in, because she does have the motivation to go to the gym and do stuff like that.
I'll just
go with her.
That makes sense. I thought you were about to say when your wife starts pointing out that you're getting fat is what might be the motivating factor.
Oh, that would definitely help.
Okay. Have you asked her?
Yeah. She insists I'm not fat. And it's like, no.
Did you tell her the Mika comments?
Well, this happened this week.
Ooh, okay, okay. Well, I mean, who is she to disagree with? Actually,
maybe I did tell her. I'm trying to, it's been a bit of a blur of a week.
It's okay. That's just like the Lord song that came out. The first single off her new album, Virgin. Called What Was That? Oh. Are you familiar?
No.
She says, baby, what was that? Doo doo doo. You know? You heard that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll hopefully be seeing it live in about a month's time.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, this is pretty. I took off the day after so I could drink at the concert. It's on a Wednesday night for some reason.
But yeah, I'm getting fat. I've accepted this.
Yeah. Oh, another thing too, I guess I could incorporate into my, I don't think I'm fat. However, I am not as slim as I could be and have been, you know? Mm. Part of it too is drinking. I used to just not drink. And now, like, they don't even feel, it's not food. Drinking can't be making anyone fat. It's not food, you know? It's all liquid. But I guess it must be, you know?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. On the topic of drinks and beer and such, Grayson, you remember Nomadic Brewing Company?
Yeah.
So this has become one of my favorite places to go. Brandy and I go often. My parents and I go often because I realized that their food is fucking incredible, okay? They have a few sandwiches on their menu, and it's like all the food that they have, and it's so good. It has no right being that good. I love it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going more recently, and they always change out their drinks, and they always have like some seltzer or sour that I enjoy, despite not being like a beer e person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have three sours at the moment, which is a lot. One of them is like this fruit punch sour. Okay. And I got it maybe a month or so ago, and it was really good, but I just went there last night or the night before with Brandy, and the guy at the bar, he's so nice, he's so sweet, we get him most of the time. He asked me, so you like sours? And I was like, I do. And he was like, have you had the fruit punch one? I said, I have. He said, have you tried it with ice? And I said, no, I haven't. He said, oh, well, you have to. But then it's not what I ordered. So he got us our drinks, I went away, and then when I went back up to the bar for the second drink, he said, actually try this. And in addition to our second round of drinks, he also gave me like, it wasn't like a sample size, it was like half a glass full of the fruit punch one with ice, Grayson. Okay, he said, mm-hmm. This tastes exactly like tropical punch. And Gray the Gray, I'll be damned, it didn't taste an ounce like beer nor sour nor alcohol. It just tasted like straight tropical punch. It was insane. It's so good. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really all. I really was blown away by this fruit punch sour. If anyone's in the Austin area and they'd like to be amazed ask the guy with the beard and the hat and the shoulder length hair for some ice in your fruit punch sour. It's gonna be lovely. I highly recommend it, Grayson. I know you don't make your way to South Austin very often. However, put it on the agenda.
You got it.
Okay, thank you. You just don't understand. You're a freak. You know that? If it was some banana beer, you'd do it. Freak.
I just might. I do. Yeah, love banana. I know.
Did we just never finish the Jordan update?
Nope.
Okay, let's get back to that.
We barely got into it, in fact. Oh,
sorry, Jordan.
Okay, let me find where I left off. Grayson, congratulations on getting engaged. Do you and Miss Wonderful Issa have a wedding registry? No. No, we don't. Maybe next year when we have, like, the big wedding. But all we're doing for the wedding next month is going to be me, her, our parents, and our siblings. And we're just going to go and, like, have a super simple ceremony. And then next year we'll have, like, a larger wedding and, like, actually plan it out and think these things through.
Steven's not going?
Nope.
What the fuck?
He'll go to the big one next year. He's going to be the flower
girl. How do you know he's going to be alive? This could be your only chance to have Steven at your wedding. He just got a car this week. He is surely going to get into a wreck. I don't mean it, Steven. I'm joking.
Why would you say that?
I'm joking. I don't mean it. I don't want that to happen.
That's bold words coming from you.
What's that?
That he's going to get into a wreck.
I got into plenty of wrecks. I'm not any type of way about it. We can both get into wrecks. We can be, okay, fine. You're not inviting either of us? We're both going to be dead come the time of your, quote, big wedding.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Didn't anticipate that. Yeah, I may have to reconsider.
I warned you, so. I hope Hans drags us back up come the time of your wedding and we're both dead.
I'll have all my groomsmen up and it'll be a series of jars of ashes.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Jordan continues.
Okay.
I can indeed grow my own diamonds, but I can't show anybody or they'll disappear. It's to prevent greed, of course. So they just kind of stay here and distract squirrels.
Wait, makes sense.
Squirrels can see?
Well, they're not like people. They don't have like a soul, I don't think. Something like that.
But squirrels can be greedy.
Wait, Grayson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. My headphones just cut you off and said that they disconnected from my computer. But I can still hear you somehow, so...
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Okay.
It may have gotten recorded. I don't know what gets recorded through OBS or not. But this really lends to the theory that Jordan is like a Disney princess-esque archetype, you know?
It does.
Yeah. It tracks.
JC, I'm so sorry about your car again. I'm glad you have an... amiable car guy.
Oh yeah, Logan at Classic Collision on South Congress. Hit him up, he's great. He got my car all fixed up. It was supposed to be ready a week from yesterday. It was supposed to take 2 weeks to fix. They fixed it in 6 days, so I got my car back, baby.
Huge. For some reason my brain would not process the word amiable.
Amiable. That's Logan. Amiable Logan.
Have you both had a wonderful time with Chargle?
Wow. Wait, both of us?
I'm confused.
When did you see her?
I saw Chargle.
Yeah, I went to a concert with her last Friday.
Oh, yeah, she drove up for that, didn't she?
Yeah, well, drove down for it. Get your directions right. She did, and it was a wonderful time. She made it just in the nick of time. The concert started really late. They didn't take the stage till 10 p.m., so honestly, she had plenty of time. And, yeah, it was a great old time. Unfortunately, she found out the day of that Saturday she was going to have to be back in Fort Worth by noon for more dance. So she left my place at, like, 7 in the morning. But it was a nice little pop-in from Chargle. The concert was wonderful. Chargle even got the set list after the show. You know, the little paper with all the songs on it taped to the stage. Wow. Yeah. Wonderful. We showed up, like... an hour before the headliner took the stage, and we were able to go to the bar, hang out for a little bit, and then just walk up to the rail. Like it was not a crowded show. It was really wonderful.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. So, great time.
I'm sorry AI messed up your titles. They were quite entertaining.
Yeah, it's sad. I wouldn't even say messed up. I would say ruined, destroyed, and
Here's a quick question for you, though, JC.
Oh, okay.
On last week's episode, I think we had a moment where we were like, name this section this.
Oh,
did it work?
My God. What a memory you have on you, Gray the Gray. Let me check that out right about now, okay?
What did we tell it to name it?
I don't know, but I have a feeling we'll remember. It wasn't White Settlement again, was it?
I don't think so.
Okay, because we love to name a segment White Settlement. Last episode was called Tired. And do you want me to just go through all the chapters?
Please do.
Okay. Chapter 1. Navigating life's overwhelm and podcast fatigue. Yeah, yeah. Chapter 2. The price of rings and performative gestures. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chapter 3. Listener updates. Listener? She has a name. Listener updates. In a detailed wow. car accident story. That feels passive-aggressive, Spotify. Okay? Fuck you. Maybe I could trim the fat off of these stories. Fine. But how am I going to get to an hour of boy, oh boy? Okay. Next chapter. The evolution of Spotify's AI chapter titles.
It's self-aware.
Is it, though? Is it? The next chapter is personal burnout and a deep dive into Pan's Labyrinth. Oh, you know we dove deep into the movie that you didn't watch. And the final chapter? Oh, this must have been it. Apartment upgrades and unconventional Friendsgiving plans.
GC, I hate this.
Did we yell at it to name it the evolution of Spotify's AI chapter titles?
I don't think we did.
I don't think so either. Fuck this AI. It's so dumb. The other one was smart. It just heard yelling and it agreed.
I like it. That AI more.
I miss it so much. If the new AI loves us, they'll name this part of the podcast White Settlement. This part of the
name
podcast.
Name this part of the podcast White Settlement. This podcast is about White Settlement. We're talking about White Settlement.
And we're talking about White Settlement for the foreseeable. So don't get any kind of
so
ideas.
Much White Settlement that we're talking about in this White Settlement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's an IHOP there and everything. You'll hear about it. You'll hear about it. Just you wait. But back to
I
the
hope
Jordan
everyone's
update.
Excited to hear about White Settlement.
Ah, yes, of course, the White Settlement. The place in which this Jordan update is unfolding. White Settlement, that is.
White Settlement. That little robot man terrifies me.
Has she seen him in person?
I don't know.
Has she seen the cowboy AI robot that roams Austin?
I don't know if she's... I assume she just... inferred it from the video that it would terrify her in person.
No, I think she has personal experience with this guy. That's what it sounds like.
That's an adorable cabin. I don't know why you hate it, Grayson.
Oh, she looked it up. Yeah, the cabin was cute. We were looking at Airbnbs to spend Friendsgiving.
No.
Whatever.
I disagree with you both. JC, that's a great plan. I will certainly attempt to open doors for you all.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
What was that about?
We are going to not get an Airbnb and instead just go into a person's home that left their door unlocked and have our Friendsgiving there. But Jordan was going to be the one to open the doors for us because she's so good at opening doors.
That's a great plan.
Yes.
JC. Oh, wait, no, I just read that part. I will work on the eulogy and have it to you both ASAP. So sorry for my previous brevity regarding the passing of such a memorable figure.
Well, does she have her eulogy for Hulk Hogan prepared?
Nope.
What the fuck?
I hope you both have wonderful weeks.
Well, I can't now. How are we going to immortalize the immortal Hulk Hogan? I need answers. Okay, well, it's not on us. That's on Jordan.
Jordan, in the White Settlement... This portion of the podcast is White Settlement.
Of course it is. White Settlement. White Settlement.
White Settlement.
White Settlement. Yeah, no, but when Jordan reaches those pearly gates, she'll have to you know, meet her maker. And her maker will surely bring this up.
The pearly gates of White Settlement.
The pearly gates. They do have some really pearly. Those are not the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones when she dies. God forbid. Ideally, AI gets so strong we can just keep Jordan's brain, you know, locked up in a little tube.
That's a good plan. JC, I'm going to IKEA this weekend.
Okay. Shout out.
I don't fully understand why. And I'm also not fully convinced it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
But it might.
Are you going to the one in Round Rock?
I don't know.
Okay, you should. It's closer to you than the one in San Antonio.
Then probably yes.
Well, that's pretty big. But
my wonderful, beautiful fiance
Miss Wonderful
texted me today and was like, hey, can we go to IKEA this weekend? And I was like, sure. Where do you want to go? Do you want to, like, it's just like something that popped in your head is like a cute date idea? Like, were you seeing a TikTok or something about it?
Why do you have to overthink things? Just go with the fucking flow, okay?
Well, part of me is thinking about the fact that we're going to be living together soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to require a lot of redecorating. And I've accepted this. I have terrible news regarding that, JC. He's just making me get rid of the Wesley chair.
Fuck, I knew she was a problem from the moment she entered the picture. I knew she was no good for you, Grayson. Dump her. This is the biggest red flag I ever heard of in my life. Okay?
I don't need to keep the Wesley chair anymore, JC.
No. Put it in Wilson's room. It's not her problem if it's there. You can't do it. You can't do it. Put it in your closet. Please.
I don't think she understands the significance of it.
No. It's the bandana.
It's an artifact.
This sucks. We have to save it from Marianne's garden. It's going on display right next to O.J. Simpson's Bronco.
Yeah, I don't... She's making me get rid of so much stuff.
No. No. Fuck.
And yeah, I'm a very object-oriented person. My memories, I don't take a lot of photos. I don't have a very good sense of the passing of time. In fact, I have very little sense of time at all. Most of my memory is tied to objects, so I'm very sentimental with objects.
I'd argue by proxy, most of your identity is tied up in objects, and that maybe, definitely, when the Wesley chair is gone, you're going to start forgetting who you are.
It just might.
And I don't mean in in a spiritual sense of like, oh, you've changed. I mean, you're going to have severe memory loss, and you're not going to recognize Issa after a certain point. Does she want that? It feels like she wants that.
It seems she just might.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
I'm going to have to come to terms with the fact that I'm going to have to get rid of a lot of stuff, and that makes me really sad. But part of my other concern is if she starts seeing stuff she wants, then she's going to get more stuff.
That means less space for your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Not.
What am I
going to
do?
I think this is it, okay? You say, Issa, I understand. This is a relationship. There is give and there is take. You may have the entire living room and bedroom and guest room. Please, can we just keep the Wesley chair?
No, I think that's a bad deal for me, JC.
I don't know, man. That's just where I'm at. That's what my intuition says is the right move. But it's not going to be my home. So who am I to say?
Well, you'll have to remember, JC, a lot of my furniture is also in the living room.
Oh, I know. Also, just an empty suitcase is usually out there.
Yeah, quite often.
Popped open, yeah. And not like positioned up, like reasonably where it could be stored, but like flat on the ground, unfolded open, where it's really like a fall risk at that point.
Yep.
Okay. Good, good. I'm glad to hear
so,
it.
Like, we have pretty similar ideas of what makes good decor. We both kind of like a very classic, almost maximalist style. Where, you know, like a Ralph Lauren aesthetic.
Ooh,
old money kind
okay.
of aesthetic.
Whoa.
So I think aesthetically we'll get along in terms of decorating, but I'm okay with lots of disorganization. I kind of function in that. I know I have my piles. I know what my piles do. I know where everything is, and that works for me. She's a very, very, very organized person. And I know it's going to take me a long time to adjust to that organization.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like you're gonna do much adjusting, because it really just sounds like she's the one who worries about it being organized. So you can just utilize the benefit of her organization. You know, stuff being organized usually makes life easier, but you have to do none of the organizing. You just get to reap the rewards and just throw shit on the ground, and she'll put it back. Unfortunately
I'm
for her.
not, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Okay, I
But
just.
also, you have to remember, JC, and my dad was talking to us about this because my dad is very much like me. He likes his piles. He has tons of like paperwork and tons of different like little things all screen about, but he knows what is in every single one of the piles. And so if my mom would go and take those piles and then organize them, suddenly he has no clue where anything is anymore.
Yeah, no, it tracks. It's very akin to my own grandparents. You saw their house up in New York. My grandfather he's just full-blown OCD, like to the fullest extent. He loves stuff being clean, put away. My grandmother is the opposite. She makes the biggest messes, and you saw her basement. My grandpa was hands off with the basement. That was Annie's. And that thing was a fucking mess, but she knew where every little thing was, okay? Everything she bought from the Dollar Tree and Five Below 10 years beforehand, she knows where it is. It's down there in
Yeah,
that
that's
basement.
me.
So, I mean, I understand, but you guys will get to work on like moving into this new place together. It's not like she's entering your space and changing it. You're entering a new
Yeah.
space altogether, which should make it hopefully easier.
I think so. I think that's to our benefit.
Where in your complex is this new apartment, by the way? I'm intrigued.
A floor up, so we'll be
Oof.
on the top
Well,
floor.
parking will be easier.
Yeah, parking will be easier. We'll be a floor up. We'll be on the top floor. And then we're in like a corner. So we'll be a corner apartment.
Toward the trash or away from the trash? The trash chute, that is.
I think towards the trash.
Wow, that's gonna be so weird turning right. What the hell?
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
But
I don't mean it to be a bad thing. I'll have to get used to it.
it'll be a little bit larger. We'll have a separate office. So we'll have our bedroom, an office, and then my brother will have his bedroom.
Yo.
And yeah, she's gonna make me get a proper couch.
What?
She's been very insistent on that. We're gonna have an actual couch.
Doesn't she know we did family photos on that couch? With
Doesn't she
Nico
know?
Lol? Fuck. Listen, I mean, I'm okay. I never liked your couch. I really, honestly,
I didn't really care for it either. It's my
yeah.
brother's couch. I'm
I think
indifferent.
you could do so much better. You know? The bar is so low that really, whatever couch you get, I'm sure I'm gonna love. But will I be able to love it so much in the absence of a beat down rolling chair with a blue bandana sewn onto it? I don't know.
Oh, to be very clear, the bandana is not sewn onto it.
How is the bandana applied to the fold or the rolling
It's
chair
just
again?
kind of like laid into the hole.
Like just shoved in there?
Yep.
That's really impressive that it stayed for these past like 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
That's insane. Why did Wesley bring a rolling chair?
Okay, so I don't know.
Wait, did the rolling chair make the trip from San Antonio to Austin?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure my 7, 8 years was accurate. It was.
Yep, no, this was back when he came over to record the podcast, I think for the first time.
Yeah,
He had asked something along the lines of, "Hey, do you have enough like seating? Like do you need like an extra chair for me to sit in or anything like that?" And I was like, "No, not really. Like I have my chair. We can sit on the bed. I got like a bench at the end of my bed." And I can always bring up like a chair from the kitchen if we need to, like no worries. And he's like, "Oh, okay." And then we're sitting up in my room. Wesley shows up and he just has a chair with him. And he's like, Yeah, I brought my own chair so that I'd have a place to sit.
You had like a narrow staircase, I feel like, too, at that house.
Yeah. But we brought it
That's.
up.
Yeah.
We got it into my room.
And.
And then we record the podcast. And it's like, okay, cool. He got to sit in a chair that he was comfortable with. Whatever. Kind of a weird thing to bring your own chair. But like, fair enough. You know, you want
Kind
to bring your
of.
own chair.
And it was like all crypt out.
Yeah. But then we finished recording. And we were going to carry the chair back to his car. And part of me vaguely remembers even bringing it downstairs. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
I don't know. My memory leaves at this point. I don't know how that chair ended up staying in your room.
But at some point, he just says, "No, I think I'm just going to leave it. You can keep it."
How
It's
kind.
like, I don't really need it.
Oh. Well,
And it's like,
it's a gift. Don't be ungrateful.
Yeah. And with me, it has stayed since.
So just to connect the dots here for the listening audience, that would have been May of 2018. So it has been over 7 years that chair has been with you.
Yeah.
I have to imagine longer than it was ever with Wesley.
We don't know that for sure, but quite possibly.
I mean, Wesley would have been 17 at the time, so that chair, presuming he had it the same amount of time that you have now had it, would have been with him since he was a 10-year-old, we're thinking. That's a lot. That's a lot. I feel like that chair belongs to the. I mean, I don't know. It's split ownership. If he wants it back, it's his. But really, I feel like you have a closer bond at this point with it.
But would it be right for me to get rid of it is the real question.
That's not a question. We know the answer.
So true.
Steven's about to, I think, upgrade his apartment. Maybe he'll have space for it.
You're right, we should pass this on.
Oh my God. So I've never read or watched Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but I feel like this could be our that, you know? Oh wait, no, we already have that. It's Shinsock Nakamura. Never mind. It's our Shinsuke action figure. No, this chair is just yours. It's fated to be with you.
Not for much longer.
No, don't say that. It's not even like you have to put it in a moving truck. You're just bringing it upstairs.
I can't keep it,
Is
JC.
she making you get rid of the other rolling chair?
She just might.
What about the other rolling chair?
Well, that one I think I can keep.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That's nice. But no, I will not stand for this, okay? I think Issa is a very rational person. I believe she's willing to hear somebody out. At least that's what I can gather from our limited interactions. I think we just have to have a reasonable conversation where we pour our hearts out and she'll understand. I just don't foresee a way forward otherwise, you know?
Maybe not, maybe not. JC, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
I already told her I would get rid of the chair.
Okay. So, you can go back to her and say I thought about it. You say, "Dear, sweet, loving, wonderful Issa of mine, have you yourself never changed your mind before? Have you yourself never woken up one morning and felt different about something that had just happened the day before? Have you never had a change of heart? Well, I, your soon-to-be husband, have had just that, and I hope you're willing to hear me out here. But these words I spoke, well, at the time I did not mean to lie. I fear I may have erred, as I refuse to part ways with this chair," and then point at it.
I don't know if that's going to be successful, JC.
Maybe start sitting in it very often. And like you just heavily hint that like you use it, you like it, and like just always be in that fucking chair. When it's time for dinner, roll it out. Okay? I need her to associate this thing with you. We have to save it.
We do need to save it. It's the Wesley chair.
I love that not once have you suggested, JC, why don't you take the chair? And I appreciate that, because it's not mine to take. Okay? That'd be stupid, quite frankly, to even suggest that.
JC, I did not suggest it, because I know there is no universe in which you take the chair.
Well, because I couldn't possibly take what is so special and dear to you. You're right.
No, JC, there's only one answer.
What? What?
Next time I invite into your home, I will just simply ask, JC, do you have enough seats?
Ah, okay, okay. No, that's good. I thought you were going to go the Shinsuke route, where you just try to sneak it into my home.
Just, like, drive up, leave it on your patio, drive away.
That would work. Honestly, that thing could stay on my porch. It'll get infested by, like, wasps, but it could stay.
But no. I simply must be invited over at some point. Ask JC, do you have enough seating? And even when you insist yes, bring a chair for myself anyways, and then leave.
That's right. I have to imagine when you are over here, you would be sitting in that chair.
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. And in fairness, whenever it's like the big group of us, like the six of us, like you, me, Hans, Steven, Chargal, Bim, not that it's very often that we're all in Austin together, but when that is the case, I certainly don't have enough seating for all of us.
True.
So then maybe that's how you compromise with Issa. Say, listen, I would love to throw it away. Just a little white lie, never hurt anybody. Say, I'd love to throw it away, but I promised I'd give it to JC the next time I'm invited over. So.
And then you think that would work?
I'll simply never, ever invite you over. I think it's the move. She'll understand. Again, she's rational. She's rationable. She'll know. She'll get it.
I think so. I think this is a good plan. Gotta save this historic artifact.
It's a history, okay? Who are we? Who are we to discard such a thing?
I would love to just have Wesley reach out of nowhere and ask, hey, do you still have that chair?
He surely remembers it, you know? I mean, we only saw him so many, like, maybe 2-3 years ago, and the chair was there. He was reunited with it.
Yeah, I think he even pointed it out.
That must have been jarring for him. If he has had that chair since he was like 10, to be away from it for years and just have it in your apartment where he'd never brought it. He has never seen that chair in that apartment until that moment. Oh, you're sentimental. These things mean things to you, and you can't let Issa ruin that, okay? Not that I think she's intending to ruin it, but that would be the result.
You see, GC, I know she's not intending to ruin it. And I know she is really trying to understand. Because when she first told me to get rid of the chair, I was like, no.
Okay, good.
No shot. And then she was like, why? It's just some crummy chair. And I was like, no, you don't understand the story. And I told her the whole story, but she was still insistent. And I was like, listen, if you really want to convince me on something like this, you need to plant the seed. And then when I say no, walk away for me to like stew on it. And eventually I'll be rational.
Well, stew on it all you want. I feel like we always land at the same conclusion here.
Gotta keep the chair.
Yeah, no shit.
But she then, like, I think it was the next day. She came and apologized for telling me to get rid of the chair. She was good. Like, I was just in a bad mood.
She told you? It wasn't like a, hey, can we get rid of this? She said, we're getting rid of this?
Kinda, yeah.
That's fucked up. She doesn't know a good thing when it's looking her in the fucking face. You know that? Has she ever been told that?
I don't know.
I think there's an actual turn of phrase. I really butchered it. You wouldn't know a you wouldn't know a something, a gift horse.
You would
looked you in the mouth. You wouldn't know a you wouldn't know. She wouldn't get it.
Well, yeah, that's the chair story.
Ugh. That's not a story. This is a fucking crisis. Okay?
The wedding's only a couple of weeks out, and we only have so much time to convince her.
Grayson, I need permission to bring the chair to your wedding. I need it. And then Wesley's seat will absolutely be in his own fucking chair. Okay?
JC, that's how we do this. Okay, I have a plan.
Okay.
I have a plan.
Okay.
I will tell her that you want to hold on to the chair, that I need to
True.
hold on to it to bring it over to your apartment because you wanted the chair so that it doesn't, like, we don't lose it because it's a
True.
relic. It's a piece of history. At which point, I will then bring it to your apartment. I will
Okay.
need you to hold on to it until my big wedding.
Okay.
I invite all the people. You bring it to the wedding, and we have Wesley sit in it.
I can commit. I'm right now I'm locked in for this. Yes. Do I think
Okay.
the chair will ever end up at my apartment? There's a really slim chance of that. But either way, as long as the chair is in one of our possessions, it'll happen.
The real question is, am I inviting Wesley to my wedding?
Why not?
I don't know.
He
Even if I
listen.
did, do you think he would show up?
He showed up for an episode of Boy Oh Boy. He drove the 4 hours. He's gonna show up for your wedding, yeah. I feel pretty confident about that.
Know, that's not a terrible point.
Also, he'll just like reach out. Like, I feel like it was like a year ago he reached out to both of us, just like checking in, you know? We don't do that for him.
You know what? Let's do that right now. I'm gonna text Wesley.
Do it. See how he's doing. I feel like if we got invited to his wedding, we'd go. Schedules
Yeah.
permitting.
I'm just gonna
Yeah.
say, yo, how are you doing, brother?
Check in with that boy. Check in with him. I'm glad we got it figured out, Grayson. At least tentatively, you know? We have a plan to save it for at least the next year or so. The real question is, do we remember that night of your wedding to take it home? That's. Does it just end up in the trash there at the venue?
A great
Not if I have
question.
anything to do with it.
No.
But what a send-off it would be for the chair. Maybe that is the way for it to go. Well,
Truly.
Gray the Gray, do you have that much more you'd like to talk about on this edition of Boy Oh Boy?
I think I'm content. I'm good.
Okay. I think I'm pretty content too. The only other thing that popped up for me is that you had a coworker to tell you that you are fat. I had a coworker who I trust dearly. His name's Bob. He's awesome. He's one of the reasons I've been eating so much cheese. For my birthday, my coworker Bob, he works in the cafeteria. He's in like his 50s. He's like very amiable, and he just makes friends with everybody. He gets everyone gifts for their birthday. It's so fucking sweet of him. And he got me 4 blocks of cheddar cheese for my
What a
birthday.
guy.
What a guy, like all different kinds that he went and he picked out for me. That was like a week or two ago for my birthday. This week he walked up to me and he said, "Listen, I was just telling your brother Ryan this." Ryan is one of the techs I'm friends with, also at my job. At a certain point, we start creeping into neckbeard territory. And he was telling me that I don't want to look like a Reddit moderator and that I should shave my neck beard, Grayson. And I really took it to heart because I thought I was already on top of my neck beard. I do grow one, full transparency, I do. But I thought I was already taking care of it, shaving it. Apparently, I wasn't going high enough on the neck. And I'm so glad finally someone told me, you know?
Good guy, Bob.
Good guy, Bob. So, mine, problem solved, problem fixed. Yours, work in progress.
Yeah.
Okay, noted. We're all works in progress, Grayson. This podcast is a work in progress. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Boy Oh Boy. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go right off into the sunset. Would you join me?
I think I shall.
Okay, cool. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios.